Hi, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Monday night's conference call here at National Liberty Alliance. I guess the first thing we want to cover is the fact that we are starting to now file our papers. I know I filed my paper on Friday. We had Long Island, two counties in Long Island, filed their papers. They were the first to file. They actually filed on Wednesday. And an interesting thing happened down in Nassau County. They filed the papers with the court on Wednesday, and on Friday they got a call from the court. They returned the papers, which I guess they got them on Friday, and they got a call from the court, but it was a different court. Apparently they had filed with the civil court and not the criminal court, so they had made an error with that. And they're not in the same building. They're separated, so in different parts of the county. So the other court actually called the people up and told them that that the papers had been returned and they would be getting them in the mail. They did get them Friday, I believe. And that that they would then get back in touch with them, that they could then take those papers and bring them down and file them at the other court, and that they would receive them. So that's kind of all the information I have on that. I'm kind of waiting. Maybe someone from Nassau County is here tonight, and they can explain a little better when we open up the phone lines exactly what took place down there. I don't know if they went down today to make that final filing, but it's interesting that they're acknowledging it and that they're taking it. So we'll keep that up and see what goes on. I know the Bronx filed on Sunday. They mailed theirs out on Sunday. In the Bronx, there's a post office that's open, so they were able to register on Sunday. I don't know if Green filed it yet. Did you file yours yet, Gerard? But anyway, we do have various other filings going on. By the way, am I coming through? Maybe there's... People can raise their hands or bring them down and make sure.
Yeah, you're coming through good. I have myself muted. It takes me a minute to get back up there and I'll mute myself. No, okay. I did not file yet. I have some notary stuff that I have to take care of before I file.
Okay. So, I believe Westchester filed today. We're just filing. Before the week is out, we should have, everybody's filing right now in the next few days, I think, and we should have 17 or more filed in, and we're moving along. And again, any state that has five or more, they should file. If they want to wait for a little more, that's up to those people in that state what they want to do. Here in New York, because of where New York and especially the areas we were starting in at, we wanted to get a whole block at the same time, and we did get quite a few. So, and now at this point, everybody in New York, whenever they run their election, they should file immediately. Same thing in any state. Once the filing starts, everyone that comes on board should file immediately. You have to partnership with people. You got to talk to people. You got to communicate with your counties next door and the counties across your state. You have to help each other out. Some people may be alone in trying to do this, and others may have 3, 4, 5, or 6 people working with them. But whatever it is, let's work together and let's help each other. Let's assist each other. Let me just jump into something here. We put a paper up here. I don't know if people saw this, how to handle the press. So let me open that up. It's a Word document. And let me just read this kind of instruction sheet, which is the first page, how to handle the press. Jurors are anonymous. Therefore, it is not appropriate to be interviewed by the press. If you are contacted by the press, or if you see negative press, the press release below can be given to the press. Just insert your county and state. This is the perfect way, I think, to deal with the press. Just give them the press release. And we're going to look at the press release real quickly. But just give them the press release. At some point, if we get contacts by someone like Beck or Jones or someone like that, they could be directed to the website, and we'll talk to them. And we'll talk to them, generally, from the position of, just being, the website, just trying to, educate people on the process. We'll talk to them from that perspective. But I don't know that we should talk to them from the perspective of being jurist. It just isn't appropriate. But if someone feels that they can talk to somebody and they have to, then, you know, I guess people, you know, make your own decisions. But we got to be careful in what we say to them, extremely careful. That's why I don't think anyone should talk to them, because whatever you say, they're going to take it out of context. I say, and I wrote it here, let's make United States Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia our press agent. That's who will talk to the press for us. So let's look at that press release below. Anytime you see a negative story, send a press release out to them. Find, give them a call, get the fax number, and tell them you're going to send some information or press release from the county, grand jury. And this is it, right? Yeah, we don't need to tell them any more than this. If they want more people, more information for further comments, we wrote, ask the people. People will either be ruled themselves or be ruled by tyrants. So talk to the people about it. And if they don't know about it, then maybe they'll go learn. So we'll have the press help us to get people to go find out more. But anyway, on the top of the press release, you put the name of your county and your state. So for me, it would be Dutchess County, New York Grand Jury. And for you, it would be your county, your state, grand jury. And right underneath it, put down the courthouse address. That's the contact, and that's going to be a contact. Even if it's not at the moment that you send this out, it will become that soon. So basically, it goes on whatever date you came together to constitute the grand jury, you put that date, the date of the election. On whatever date this is, 2013, the people of your county, your state, came together to constitute a common law grand jury by electing to reestablish the people's jury here in your county and your state by the following authorities. This is by what authority we did it by. And we go in and we give sort of the introduction paragraph. In a Supreme Court case of United States versus Williams, Justice Anton Scalia, writing for the majority, confirmed that the American grand jury is neither part of the judicial, executive, nor legislative branch of government, but instead belongs to the people. It is, in effect, a fourth branch of government, governed and administered to directly by and on behalf of the American people, and its authority emanates from the Bill of Rights. The acts of the grand jury is the consent of the people. Now, let me go back. To be administered to directly by and on behalf of the people. You see, we are to do all the administrative work for the grand jury. And obviously, it's a full-time job, and it's going to consume a few people, at least four people. And so that's why we're going to have four positions that are paid positions, and we're looking for the best of the best to take those positions, people who are really interested in learning. First of all, they have the time and willing to take on a full-time job. And second, that are willing to learn and understand the process. Even if they don't understand when they start, that's fine. The thing is you're learning. You're in the learning process now. And you're willing to continue to learn until you understand what needs to be done. We need people that not afraid to speak up. And we need someone, and not everybody in that has to be in that position, but you got to have at least one person that's not afraid to stand up and speak up, to talk to a judge. A judge is just a human being just like anyone else. He's no one special. We have more power than him. Our clout is bigger. So, you know. So we have to have someone who can speak. And we also, within those four people, we need someone who's pretty good at book work, who's able to keep the books and maintain records. Okay? And the other two can be a combination or whatever. You know, you can have two people that really, or maybe all of you can really articulate well and so on and not afraid to speak, but generally speaking. And we all have to have the realization that we have to be humble. Okay? So that is a key point when we talk to people. We want to be humble. We don't want to come on too strong and assaultive and overwhelming to them or come out in any nasty way or anything like that. We want to be nice. We want to be humble. We want to make friends. We want to move on. We want to save the nation. We're here to save the Republic. That's our purpose. We're not here for a witch hunt. We're here to save the Republic and return justice to our courts. That's what we're here for. after that paragraph, which we just read, which is right here, okay, the rest, and that all is a synopsis of a good part of the ruling here in United States versus Williams. But at this point, it's Scalia's words, quotes, word for word. What he said, the grand jury is mentioned in the Bill of Rights, but not in the body of the Constitution. It has been textually assigned. It has not been textually assigned. Therefore, to any of the branches described in the first three articles, it is a constitutional fixture in its own right. In fact, the whole theory of its function is that it belongs to no branch of the institutional government, serving as a kind of buffer or referee between government and the people. And that's what Scalia wrote. Okay? And so let him be our press agent. We don't need to tell him any more than what's in this paper. If they can't understand this, then there's no sense in talking to him anyway. So I think we should keep a very low profile. Send these papers out when you see a bad story out there. Send it in so they can get the other side of the story. Or if someone calls you, you say, well, okay, we'll send you a press release and information. But I don't think anyone should be interviewed. First of all, you're going to become a target. They're going to assault you verbally, of course. And they're going to twist your words. And I don't see any good coming out of it. So let's see how this goes. We'll just move on from there. Okay. Didn't want that up. My mouse is not working. Okay, here it is. I guess I closed the browser. Let me open my browser back up. We're going to go to the next item. So we have that document up there, how to form, how to handle the press. And by the way, these documents are right here on our document page. So on the left side, just click on Juris Documents. Okay. There are actually two document pages. There's one Documents and Books, but this is documents particularly for the jurists. So here's Juris Documents. Okay. I wrote a quick, someone said to me we should kind of make a map of what needs to be done. So I wrote a paper, How to Form a Grand Jury. And basically it directs them, it gives them some information, and it directs them to certain places on our website for the details of that. But step number one is take the workshop. Step number two, find at least two people. And this is the key thing here. One person who decides they want to get a grand jury in their county, you can do it immediately. You know, just get two people who you know will come and vote. Just get two people. Get your children if they're over 18. Get your parents, get your brothers, your sisters, get your friends, your family. Just get two people to commit to come. That's all. And that will sign, that will vote and also sign as witnesses. You see, the key thing is having three witnesses. So if nobody else shows up and those two people show up and you show up, well, it's done. Okay? But other people will show up. But just make sure you got those two people. And so you decide they're going to run it. You follow, take the workshop and follow the information there. You find two people. You also make a connection with other county leaders in your state. Most states you have, a few or many county leaders. So find out who they are. Just go to our county page, click on your state, and then scroll down to your county and see who's in there. Okay. So connect with them. Get some help. I make it my any county that calls me up and asks me to come to their election, I go. Okay, if the county's close, I'm going anyway. Okay, I'll even offer to do the election for them. So I've done it numerous times for other counties. But that's what we all should be doing: working together, helping each other. Get to know each other. Exchange phone numbers. Try to meet physically if you can from time to time, at least the ones that, with the people that are close. Get on Skype. Exchange Skype names. Have meetings on Skype throughout the week. Communicate. Create a meetup group somewhere, online like we did. We got our national meetup And it's a, you know, meetup .com, is it, or something? What is that? Hang on a second. Yeah, meetup.com. Okay, that's our meetup group. And through here, we can communicate with each other through the mail. We can put important information for everyone to go, so you can and you can post the files and do different things here. So this is a pretty good that between this and Skype, I think that's great for any state group, and just get active. Okay, so you connect with county leaders immediately. As soon as you got two people that you know will commit to going, call the local library. Try to start off with the library in the county seat. Wherever the courthouse is at the county seat, call the library in that town. See if you can book the room. They all have conference rooms, and they're free as long as you know, you're doing something for the people. So we're doing something for the people. This is not private. We're not making money or anything like that. So book the library. As soon as you confirm that library date, send out the press releases. Call the newspapers. Just tell the newspapers you want to speak to whoever handles the press releases. And then they usually will probably, I know they're me, they just say, oh, okay, here, give me a fax number and an email. You know, fill out the information on the press release that you have in the in the zip download, which has all the paperwork. But for that particular situation, there's a press release paper in there. And it gives, you know, you put the location, the time of the election, and you know, a paragraph of information. And that's it. So you get it into the newspaper. And then, of course, you get a receipt. You know, if it's a fax, you'll get a fax receipt. If it's an email, just copy the email receipt. That's all, after it's been sent down. And so you have a record of that. Then do the election, whatever date that is. I get on the when I did it, I got on the phones the day before and the day of, calling lots of people. I didn't rely on email invitations because that doesn't work very well. You want to do something with you want to do something with the phone. You want to physically call people up and invite them. And get them to commit. Look, we really need you to come out there. Can we count on you coming? Get people out there. Get them to vote. Get them out there. And then you file in the county. All the instructions are here. Look, let's go to the instruction page. This is jurist orientation. Okay, and we shorten the jurist orientation. It's only 3.5 hours long. Okay, we broke it up into two parts. And so for the people who are going to run the election, you go and do part two after you do part one, and that's an additional 4 hours or so, whatever it is. Okay, so for details to start a grand jury, click here. That's the bottom of the page. So you click here to get to part two, okay? And on part two, it takes you through the election process. And actually, it's shorter because this particular recording is shorter than the original one, okay? And here we give the invested time for one person, okay, to do the election. One person invests 3 hours inside of a week, and that's a lot. You're not even going to spend that much time. We're talking about getting on the phones, sending out a couple of faxes or emails, and filling out the application. You don't even have to leave your house to get the application from the library. You go on the Internet, you search it out on the Internet, you see if you can find the app there. If you can't, you get the phone number, you call them up, you say, where's the application on the website, and they'll tell you exactly where to go to. Ask them, you know, where's the information on the rooms that's already been booked. So they'll show you where to go to. You'll see what dates are open, and you pick that date. You fill out the application. You send it over to the people. However, usually it's by fax. You make a phone call. You let them know you sent it over, and you're going to follow up in a day or two. How long does it usually take? And just keep on top of it. Get it done, okay? And then, of course, we have the plan. And that's pretty much it on this page. So this is the important page for people to, you know, run the election. And here's the download of all the files. It's just fill in the blanks for all the paperwork that you're going to have to file with the county, you know, the county clerk and the court clerk. So, all right, we've been through that a number of times. So let's go back to jurist documents. So, again, you have right here how to form a grand jury in your county. And again, step-by-step gives you the basic information. But ultimately, it'll lead you back to that page we just left. Okay, let's see what else. The constitution of a common law grand jury. These are the rules. Everybody should read through these rules. We also put up a new oath of office, okay? This is an oath we all must take at some point. When people come in and they're going to serve, well, we as the four in each county, we immediately, when we come together, we should fill out ours and get it notarized and file it in with whoever's going to handle the paperwork and the files. We'll call that person the secretary. And they will file it, and we'll have it on file. Every time you go on as a jury, the judge will come in and give you you'll take the oath. But when we do our own business without the judge and, you know, without the prosecutor coming to us, in other words, we do it for ourselves, we do a presentment, well, we have to have already taken the oath, and that's what this is all about. So we have to have an oath on file, and it basically reads about being the affiant of lawful age, qualified and competent, take the following oath of office as jurist. I pledge to the governor of the universe in my capacity as jurist to uphold the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Prohibitions, or Bill of Rights, and to carry out all of my deliberation under natural law, principled under justice, honor, and mercy, and to strictly adhere to the following two legal maxims. Number one, every right, when withheld, must have a remedy, and every injury its proper redress. So for every injury, there must be a remedy. And that's the key. That's what we're here for, to find justice for people. Number two, in the absence of a victim, there can be no crime. Corpus delicti. The state cannot be the victim. Those are the two principles we run by, or the two, shall I say, legal maxims that we rely on. We have to be looking, is there a crime? And if there is some kind of a crime or a violation against someone, how are we going to be able to remedy that person? And we try to do it without sending the people to trial. We try to work it out. We arbitrate the problem. That's what we are first and foremost, arbitrators. We try to deal with the problem, get it fixed, make a contract, a covenant between those two people, and then make sure it gets done. Okay? And, of course, if we can't settle it, then we send it to the trial jury and let them figure out what they're going to do. And so basically that's it. But this this affidavit is a very important affidavit. It's the oath. Now, here's something that's really, you know, I come to realize something. I've been talking about this for about a week now, and it's very important. We only need four people per county. We need no more. Of course, if we get more the merrier. But we need four key people. Now, I've been told by people who've come to these elections, you know, that they have their own businesses, they're working, they've got careers, whatever it is they're doing. But they're able to give some time. And they say, look, I can't be in a paid position, I can't do this full time, but I want to participate as often as possible. Those are the people you want to call all the time. Whenever there's something up, you give them a call. If they're available to come in, they'll come in. If they can't, well, maybe the next time around they'll come in. But you fill the voids up with those people first, because they want to really be active and they want to participate, and obviously they realize what's going on. They understand the importance of this thing. But other than that, once you call, let's say we had to call a grand jury, okay? Well, the four people who are doing the administrative work automatically are going to sit on that grand jury. Those four people are also going to be doing the investigations. And again, I've been told by other people, hey, when you do the investigation, I'd like to participate. Well, we're going to give them a call. So it'll be five of us or six of us going on the investigation, whatever it is. Maybe one of the four can't make it, but we fill it in with someone else. It should always be at least four. That's just tradition, that four people try to solve the problem and come and work together. So, but the thing is you go out on investigations. You're going to do all the administrative work. We're going to contact individuals and people to call them in for jury duty. Now, we're going to do exactly what they were doing, only except we're going to be the administrators of it. We will get access into the database for the registry, the election registry within your state. And you'll be able to pull them together as counties. You know, you go in to look into your counties. And you can go in these registries when you look at the information on people. It tells you who's active and who isn't. Just because they're registered to vote doesn't mean they vote. Some people only vote once every 4 years. They only vote for the president when the president runs. Some people vote every year. Some people vote most years. Some people don't even vote at all. And I understand the process is after 10 years of no voting, they should fall off. But that doesn't happen. But here's the thing. We use the registry to call in people for trial, jury, and grand jurist. And so if we need, let's say we have four people, which are the regulars, and we got two people that want to participate out of the other list that we have, so we have, or able to participate, so we got six people, and now we need 19 more people. Well, we go through that registry, and we call the people, and we get them in for the first day's orientation. We're going to train them on the mindset of a grand jury. So in the morning, they'll come in, and we'll spend 4 hours with them. We're going to create a special film for them. Okay, a special video, and it'll bring them and lead them right into the mindset that they need and how important this is, and we're discussing things and determining things about human beings whose lives are being affected by this, and so we have to be very careful, and we're going to bring these points to these people, and then they will be the jurist, okay, they will be the rest, and they'll work with us. This way, there's no way they can say, oh, you're just a small group of people, or you're a group of people with a vendetta, or you're angry, or you're out on a witch hunt. And you're... No, we're not at all. We're using the same things they're using. We're using the registry, and we're bringing the people in. And, you know, the four of us that are in the county that is doing the administrative work, we should share the jury foreman. There shouldn't be anyone designated as a jury foreman. I've been thinking about this. And there shouldn't be anyone necessarily, well, there should be a lead person who could do the bookwork, and we'll say, well, that person is the secretary. But the point is that you got four people working the administrative work. And when you have to get a grand jury going, one of those individuals becomes the jury foreman for that particular setting, situation. The next time the grand jury is called, one of the other four people become the jury foreman, and so on. Then the third, then the fourth, and then back to the first. You see, this way we share it, and they can't turn around and say, well, you got the same jury foreman all the time. You see, they're not going to know anyway, but the bottom line is that we're going to be as faithful to being the people as possible. We're not just a certain group of people. We want to be the people. And so we don't have to worry too much about getting hundreds and thousands of people into the system. But what we do want to get is to get some serious people into the system, and maybe, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12, 24, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. The point is you want to get enough in so that out of those people, four people can rise up and take control and do the administrative work and dedicate themselves in studying this process and understanding the natural law and the process and how to deal with problems, and to be able to lead the others and constantly keep them on the mark of what the jurist is supposed to be doing. When it comes to trial jurists, again, we're going to educate them before we let them in. They're going to have a day of orientation. And once a person goes through the day of orientation and they've signed their paper, their affidavit, okay, and they're in the system, they don't have to do it another time. So next time they're called, they won't have to come. They can come for that day if they want. And if they do, you know, they'll get the $30 for the day or whatever it is that they get paid for covering their expenses. But they can come. But if they don't want to, they don't have to. They can come the day that they're going to be needed, where they're going to go sit in the courtroom and they're going to be asked questions by the lawyers, and they're going to decide, you know, who they want to sit on that jury, and then they'll be chosen. And then, of course, the case will take place. But none of those people in the jury, trial jury, will be the four. We can't try to make ourselves on every jury like that. So we just have to do the best we can to train these people. And we need to let them know if they have any questions, if they need any help during the process or anything, you can always give us a call. Give me a call on this number, and we'll do the best we can to give you the information you need and to help you out. And I would think, especially in the very beginning, for a couple of months, any kind of a trial that goes on, one of those four is going to want to sit in on those hearings and sit in on those things, whatever's going on, particularly when they're in trial. We need to sit in on those trials. And we could take turns doing that. Most trials are only a day, maybe two. You know, most trials are not very long. But in any event, we sit in on them and we make sure that there's no jury tampering. We make sure that things are going well and the judge is behaving. Anyway, let's see. Okay, so the key thing is this, is you have one person who wants to do it, you can do it now. And get the jury elected, get the grand jury elected. And if they're uncomfortable about filing the papers after the election, wait a little while longer. But definitely get talking with other people in other counties that are doing this. Strengthen up, bone up on what's going on. Get your strength from others. We have to strengthen each other. We have to edify each other. We have to lift each other up. And that's how we're going to become strong. There is no other way to do it. United we stand and divided we shall fall. So we must become united. But you only need that one strong person to start it. Then that person has to find one partner that's willing to work and take the bull by the horn. So you got two people working as a partnership in a county. And eventually you'll get a third and eventually you get a fourth. And that's all you need is four. You don't ever need more than four. I've been thinking about this. Even in New York City, they probably never need more than four. Okay? What may happen is they may have to hire some part-time help to do certain administrative work, but I don't think anything big. But if they were called up and they had to divide into two grand juries, actually you can divide into four grand juries, okay? Because four people, each one of you can sit as a jury foreman, and you can call 24 people up and bring them in. So you see, there's really no need to have more than four solid people all the time, and you'll always have a group of people volunteering to sit on this or to go out and do investigation that or to help out here or to help out there. Because they understand that, we need to do this thing, and they want to do it, but they can't put full-time because they have careers or they have businesses or whatever the case may be, whatever personal business it is. So anyway, that's pretty much all I want to talk about tonight. If anybody has any questions on any of those things, we should deal with that first, and then, of course, any other questions or comments that people want to make, they can do. So with that, let's open the phone. Gerard, who is first on the mic here, and was there any questions in the text chat we should go for first? Did I put you to sleep, Gerard? Click on your mic, unmute yourself. Calling Gerard. Gerard, you there? All right, well, I'll just take a guess. I'll start from the top and work down, I guess. Arthur Stopes, the third. I see you have your hand up. You are unmuted. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I don't know what happened. This new USB headphone is weird.
You're killing me here, Gerard. You're just killing me.
You wanted me to get a new headphone, and I did, so now you got to live with it.
I didn't say USB. You know?
Well, no, you did one time.
Did I? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, I unmuted Arthur Stropes, the third. He's got a cross on his phone, so he's got to press the buttons to unmute his phone. I don't know. I don't remember what that is. We should make notes.
That means he has his muted.
Yeah, he's got to put *6 or something or whatever.
Right, he's self-muted.
Right. So you know, yeah. What's the code for that? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, well, someone will tell us. Until then, we'll go to Clay. Go ahead, Clay. Clay Carey, you still got your hand up, or was that from last time?
Yeah, that might have been from last time.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Jesse Baker. Is there anything in the text, by the way? Jesse, go right ahead.
Hi, John.
Hey,
I just had a question. Good, how are you doing?
Good, good.
I had a question. I'm pretty much a one-man band here in Lancaster County, and we had our election, and I had other people there to be witnesses, but they're not really involved.
Right.
with educating themselves, or because their words don't quite get the idea. So should I focus on trying to find those other three strong individuals?
Absolutely. Look, they will surface eventually. You'll click with someone because you'll see that they're really involved and they're learning and they're articulating it and they want to get involved and do the thing. You know, so yeah, you will find them. Look, as long as we start off with one, that's all it takes. Eventually,
so that should be
come two and then four.
So that should be before I file, then.
Absolutely not. No. If you feel confident enough to file as one, then file. And remember, we got people in New York City, okay? And it's going to be real tough down there, and they're kind of learning just like anybody else. But we have experience dealing with judges. We have experience dealing with the courts. So I told them all down in New York City, look, when it's time to go talk to your judges, I'll be down there. And if you want, I'll take the lead because, look, we can sit on any jurist, any grand jurist anywhere in any county because the boundary is not the county. The boundary is state line. So we can sit on any jury. So I'll go down there and I'll take the lead for them and we'll talk to the judge and we'll talk to the sheriff. Well, they don't have a sheriff down there. We've got to get them. We'll talk to the judge. We'll talk to the prosecutor and we'll make sure we get them a sheriff. And we'll go to every one of them. And I know I'm not going to be alone. There's other people in other counties that will be willing to go down to the city and we'll sit on those boards with them and we'll help them. And that's what you'll need to do. You'll need to get in contact with the counties around you and have them come down and work with you. But you'll find other people who will surface and work with you as time goes on. The key thing is let's get organized. Let's be ready to receive the people. Let's get in a position. Let's take our house back. You know, again, a biblical principle. You know, if you want to take your house back, if you want to bring it under the control, you have to first bind the strong man. That strong man is the judge, and you bind him down with the chains of the Constitution. And once you do that, it's yours now. It belongs back to the people, courts of justice. And I do want to make one more point here that I did see, I realized I missed, I wanted to bring up. And that was every state must have a state coordinator or organizer or leader, whatever you want to call it. You have to have one. It is so important that I am not going to release any direct information into the database unless you get a state coordinator or a state leader or organizer. Once you have a state organizer, I will immediately release it to that one person. So anybody who's running an election and they want to get the word out to some people, you get a hold of the state coordinator or organizer and they will give you the list of all the people in your county that they have in the registry with their phone numbers so that you can call them up. Now, as soon as you become a grand jury, as soon as the election is done, okay, then that grand jury, one person from that grand jury, should get a hold of the state coordinator or organizer. They should have already been approached by that person, and we get a username and password. The username will be an email address, whatever email address you want to use. Password is a four-digit number or letter, and you give that to the state organizer. He will then give it to someone in support with National Liberty Alliance, and then they will set up access for them, and then they will email them out a link that they can get to get access into the database in the entire state, and they'll use their username and password to get in, and they will always have that access all the time. And that's the safest way for us to really be able to start giving out access into the database to begin with, because the people who are doing this are going to get to know the state organizer and vice versa, of course, and we know these are serious people that were really doing something. It's not just Joe Schmo calling me up and asking me for access, and I don't know whether they've even run the election or not. I don't know. Maybe they did run for the election and they weren't even involved. They just want to get into the database. I have no clue. So we don't want to just give it out to anyone. So it is extremely important that every state come together and work out an organizer for the state that we can release immediately access into the database.
Hey, John,
and that person is working also to make sure. That's the key thing to that person, is making sure that they are not only making sure that every county has at least one leader, but making sure all those leaders are talking. They should be calling, you know, getting together and talking with them on Skype or through email or something. But anyway, what were you saying,
William, John? William Thompson says the Fight State of Alabama group is still waiting for access to our list of jurors by our state leader. I don't know anything about that. Do they have a state leader in Alabama?
I don't. Yeah, I believe they do. I haven't been able to get in touch with Lee. Is Lee on tonight?
I do not see Lee.
We're going to try to get Lee tonight, and I got to figure out how to get in to give people access because I haven't been able to get all the Lee. As soon as I could do that, I think we have six or seven people that have asked, that have got up and took on that job. So we need people as soon as possible. Okay. Who was I talking? Oh, Jesse. Anything else, Jesse?
No, I talked to Stephanie, and I remember you got me in contact with her. And I'm not quite sure. She said she wasn't trying to be the state organizer. And so I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to step up to the plate for Pennsylvania, but I don't know if you had somebody already step up.
I don't remember, to be honest. Send me an email with a username and password. You give me your name. Well, you make sure you put your name, full name, the state. Name. Once I got your name and your state, I got all the other information.
Well, the guy that was organizing Pennsylvania moved to Florida, right? That Hagen?
Hagen Smith.
Well, he was. And so you let me know. Well, we may have had someone else step up. I'd have to go look, but I don't remember. I don't think we did, though. But anyway, you give me your name, you give me your state, you give me the username you want to use, which is some kind of a email, and a password, four digits, you know, numbers or letters. And then we'll get back to you with, and we'll give you access to it. And we'll make your name will show up on a state page. We're going to put a state page. Also, we're going to have to figure, I have to talk with Lee about this and how we're going to figure this out, but we want to be able to give you access to be able to go in there and flip switches, so to speak. You go to your state, and if you click on your state on the state page, it'll pop up every county in your state. And then maybe where there'll be a check mark or something. Well, actually, what'll happen is if you click on the state, you'll go into a board, the back office, so to speak, and you'll click any state that has already elected a grand jury. And so that when someone goes in there and clicks on you, on your state, they'll get you as the organizer, and then underneath that, they'll have a list of every county that has already elected a grand jury. And this way we can start to see what's going on, sort of a scoreboard, you know?
Yeah, I sent in about the counties that I know of. I don't know if anybody got a chance to post them on the calendars or not, but there's like four that I know of.
When did you send it in?
It was probably about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm overwhelmed here, and I'm just I'm trying to divvy things out to people. So we'll try to catch up with all those things. We're gonna have we have a guy, Carl. I don't know if Carl's on board right now, but Carl is gonna start handling all of that technical stuff with and working out through with all the state leaders and communicating with them. And I'll be doing that too, but Carl will be doing most of the work there. And I also found someone who stepped up in my state that's going to take over, organizing the rest of the state. I've got a zillion contacts I haven't been able to get to yet. I'll tell you, if I could only have spent my time in New York, we would have been done already. Because I have people in almost every county, if not every county. I got contacts all over the state. And I just, you know, you do your email stuff, but that's not what makes people move. That phone call, getting that commitment on the phone and following up the next day. And it's always the same thing. Oh, I forgot. You know? And you go the third time, you make the third phone call. You might get, oh, man, I'm so sorry, I forgot again. You won't get it a fourth time. But usually you don't get it the third time. And then before you know it, then that person's calling you back because now you got them connected. Now they're working, you see? But if you don't do that, you're just going to have lumps on a log. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else, Jess?
That's everything. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next, Johnny B. Michael. Go right ahead. You got the mic.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm sounds like I'm doing good, John. How are you doing tonight? Sounds like you're doing all right.
Thank you.
Outside of just joining the ranks, I understand how you feel about being overwhelmed.
Try to get a little closer to the mic. I can barely hear you.
Okay.
That's
a little better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's great to hear you guys. I see you're just going great guns. I've been playing with the idea of sending that press release down to the lady I mentioned a couple of weeks ago doing the internet broadcast.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's been a couple of weeks. Sorry about last week. I was on the line Tuesday night. The holiday threw me out of sync. But I was just on the organization site for the state of Kansas.
Right.
And when I was on there a couple of days ago, there wasn't anybody in Kansas. And I seen we had a couple of people sign up. I've got their numbers. Here's my question, John. I believe one of them is a state rep.
Okay.
Are we going to have a conflict of interest with sitting politicians involved in the citizens' grand juries?
Oh, you mean they're a state representative?
I believe so.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no, we don't want anyone, any elected individual other than committeemen to take these positions. You know, we will allow a committeeman. A committeeman is an elected position, but he's not paid, and he really is us. A committeeman should be us, and eventually they will be us because we're going to bring that back again. They have expunged the elected committeemen, I think, in the entire country. But clearly in New York and many other states that we've looked into, they've expunged him. He's not there. You know, it's a top-down organization and control. Once we turn that back around and get the power back from the grassroots up, just like we're doing with the grand jury, this is a grassroots movement. It'll always be a grassroots movement. And the day that you're getting orders from someone above is the day to cut that person above off, because that's not what we're about and that's not what we can ever become again. It'll always be the people on the ground, the boots on the ground in charge. But those people who are becoming elected committeemen, once we move that process back into play again, and you'll know when we're doing that because that's our second project, then those people can come in and be jurists. But definitely, no way can any elected individual or judge or lawyer sit in the ranks as jurists. You got to be one of the people. And you can't be one of the servants, and you can't be someone who owes allegiance to the Bar Association. Clearly, you can't be any of those things. So
well, that's what common sense told me, and I was just wanting to make sure that I was thinking along the lines. I'll get in contact with them tomorrow.
Yeah, and, you know what? Give me a call when you get a chance, and let's discuss that privately in a little more detail. Okay?
Okay. All right, John. No problem.
All right. Anything else?
Hey. Nope, that'll be it. Have a good week. We'll talk
okay.
to you
next Monday. Great, thank you. Okay, who's next? Anybody else? Do we have anything in the text chat, Gerard?
I'm kind of answering it as we go along. We got a couple things. Let's see here. I think we're pretty good.
Okay, let me open up Terry.
Terry's hand's been up a while, and then you have.
Yeah, we'll go up now.
Yeah, right. I was going to say. Yeah, Stacy. Up a while, yeah.
Okay, this is Terry. You've reached the bottom with me.
How you doing? Yep. You're on the bottom.
Okay.
The bottom of the barrel.
I'm in Arizona. Am I coming through okay?
Yeah.
Okay. My question was, I was reviewing the materials over this past weekend, and when we get to the stuff you were just talking about tonight, John, there's a document called the Notice and Demand or something like that, which is essentially your initial missive to all of the elected officials. And it contains a vast number of issues that you're going to be addressing. But
okay,
I was curious.
You're talking about the plan, in the plan itself, the Notice and Demand.
Yes, that's correct. Okay.
Right. We don't talk too much about that part, but we will talk a little. Go ahead.
Okay, well.
You understand why when you look at that, right?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that those things are going to probably be pretty much state-oriented, are they not?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is just, what we did is we put an example, and it's a framework, look at everything we do and everything we teach. We say, look, let's try to look as much the same as possible. We have the seal. Let's give glory to God. The center ring is the glory to God. You have natural law by the grace of God. The outer ring is who you are. You know, whatever county and whatever state, grand jury, and this is the grand jury seal. So that seal, if we're all uniform with that, there's no nobody's doing anything that's out. We're really focusing in what this is all about, which is justice, by doing it this way. But we're also uniformed, and they see that we're uniformed in that way. Now, there is procedure that we have to all follow, because procedure is procedure, and that's what we're trying to teach everybody. Okay. What we did with the election was done to be honorable, to bring it out to the public, get the public involved, get their input, get them to raise their hand on the issue, and then do what has to be done. We put a lot of stuff together that people could do. But generally speaking, most of this is really, you got to work it out on your own. You can follow and use the stuff we use identically. You can use it as a framework and change it around. But you're free people, and every group of 25 sitting in a room, it's all you and nobody else.
Right.
And you guys just got to work it out.
Okay. Well, here's my issue, John. As you indicate, we want as many counties to initiate at the same time as possible, so that we all, you know, kind of launch at the same time.
Right.
We want as many states to get as active as possible, as quickly as possible.
Right.
So that we can kind of take over before they can build any resistance to us.
Right.
So we're going to rely on one another to be examples to one another.
Correct.
And my concern there is, for example, one item in your issues was discusses fluoridation of the water and GMOs and
right.
and et cetera. Now, I realize those are issues that are very important to some individual people.
Well, those issues, I would like to say, are very, very extremely important to me because of my age and where I'm at in my health situation. As you get older, your health deteriorates a little bit. And all those things are killing us. It's killing me. It's killing our children.
Well, but I understand that. But my problem with that is that the first thing our opposition is going to do is going to point to that, and they're going to say, you guys are all a bunch of black helicopter crazies.
Right,
and that, not that we are. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying that it would be the same as trying to justify global warming or something like that.
Right. Well, here's a couple of things. You know, I whatever I say isn't the will of all things, because I have I'm in a state that has 62 other counties, and each one of those counties should have at least four leaders in it. Plus, you'll have other people coming to the meeting at the state level. And some people may put resistance to those things, and if that's what happens, it is what it is. We have to work the best we can, and when you do your state, you come together, you put in whatever you want to do. Nobody needs to do those things that I put in. This is an example, and it is important to me. But I want to say one thing, at least here in New York. I don't know how it's going anywhere else in the country, but I got my fingers on the pulse of New York, and I can tell you that no matter where I go, whether I go down to the city or I go up north or out west or the central part of New York, and I get talking to people, it used to be 5 years ago, 4 years ago, it used to be people thought some of these things were wacky. Today, everybody's bringing it up. Everybody knows that we don't belong in Syria to begin with, that the whole thing is a game put together by our government to get us involved in another war, and everybody thinks it's a false flag that's going on over there and all kinds of stuff. At least that's what I'm hearing. So people are waking up. Everybody looks up and sees the clouds in the sky that don't belong there. Everybody knows that there's a problem with our wheat, man. The wheat is causing all kinds of health problems because they're doing HMOs. This is not a secret anymore. They will tell you they're doing this. I mean, not HMOs. I mean GMOs.
GMO.
Yeah. HMOs. Yeah. GMOs.
GMO, you need the HMO.
Yeah, you need the HMO for the GMO.
Okay, well, I understand.
However you want to do it. I agree. If you guys don't...
No, but he's right, because if it gets onto the national... See, that's something that the national media will pick up and try to discredit us with, because the people that watch NBC and CBS, and they're still asleep. And so they'll run with that. They'll say, oh, these guys are kooks, you know. Yes, a lot of people are waking up in different areas, but they're going to, you know, when it comes time to discredit us, they'll pick that up. Of course, they run the risk when they do that stuff. What they do is they run the risk of educating people. You see, sometimes bad press is better than no press. You know, if
yeah, well,
you,
once
if
we...
put out... Okay. Anyway, my point is that if they come after us and say, these guys are kooks on the GMOs, well, guess what? India, all these different countries have outlawed it, and there's documentation now and scientific studies, so you can throw that at people. Now, how that's going to work, I don't know. You know, there is a fine line here of where we want to be, and it's very hard to walk that line, and I agree, you know, we can get too far out there.
Well, the bottom line in my question is that, you know, we're supposed to be a judicial system. And my question is, what's the remedy? You know, who can specifically present harm, and then what's the remedy?
Right.
And that's something that's going to be, you know, essentially out of our control. It's something that we're going to have to force our legislators and our and those people to act upon. It's not something that can be directly resolved through common law.
Exactly. No. Maybe you misunderstood how we put it together. No, this was a resolution from all. We can't do this until, first of all, let me talk from New York's perspective, okay, because that's where I'm from. We have 62 counties. When 62 counties, or almost 62 counties, are on board, at that point, we're going to deal with our legislators, both the Assembly and the Senate. And that's what we're talking about in there. We're only talking about a state level, not a national level. And we're going to go, we got a resolution that we're going to discuss, and a proposed resolution is what you saw. It's not the resolution. We now have to come together as a state and discuss what are we going to put in there, what are we going to leave out, is there anything we missed, and let's shore it up and let's figure it out. Then we're going to serve it on to our Senate and our Assembly, and then we're going to require them to obey, because these are very serious issues. And people are being harmed right now. You know, you got mercury in these shots they give our children, and also these to the elderly. This is not a good thing. You got all kinds of metals and different Gerard, help me on this one here.
John, I'm not disputing that. I understand what you're
so
saying.
So we got to figure that out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that was really my question.
Well, the other thing you got to be careful is. The other thing is, when you start targeting GMOs, that's specifically Monsanto, they have tons and tons of money. And, I mean, if you want to see the seven-headed hydra poke their head up, get them riled up and see what they do. I mean, you want to save them to the very last, I think. You know what I mean?
Well, they are. In your state, they'll be the very last, because you're not going to be able to do anything in the capital until you bring the whole state together. And for New York, that's at least a month away. So other states, you know, they're working on their own timelines as fast as they can, and I do hope that some states beat us out. But we're in for the race. Bring it on, you know. Let's get races going. Let's see who gets the first. What state gets first done? That's a good
idea. Monsanto owns a drone, and they got a big red mark on your house now, John.
Hey, anything else?
No, that was it. Thank you, Jeff.
So what are you suggesting, though, that I do? Maybe are you suggesting that I do something a little different somewhere?
Well, no, I'm just saying that the first shot across the bow, you know, should be something that we all are proud of.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
You know, so and only in that, you know, being, and I thank you very much, and God bless you for doing it. But the first shot is going to be what all of the rest of us depend on. So,
that's bringing our courts to order, our prosecutors to order, and our sheriffs to order. We don't do anything on the state level until every county has brought their house in order. When we brought our house in order, and the courts are now courts of justice again, that's when we could deal with the state problem on the state level. And so that is a little bit away. I thought I was clear on that, but maybe I wasn't clear enough on it, but I will reiterate it from time to time. And again, what we have in there, I'm a radical guy. I know I go right for the jugular, because when I see the problems, I just want them to go away. So I guess I am an extremist to a certain point. But the thing is people have to agree, and people usually end up calming me down because I can't get everybody to be as radical as I am. So I'll go along with the rest of the people here in New York, you know?
Okay.
So, and you'll do the same in your state, you know? You'll figure it out yourself. So.
We hope so. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Who's next? Stanley Howard.
I just want to let Russell know that I got a hold of
Al. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hang on 1 second, Stanley. Go ahead, Gerard.
I just want to let Russell Overton know that I just got a hold of my contact in Pennsylvania tonight, and he's supposed to text me Sheriff Mack's number. As soon as that comes in, I'll throw it up in the text chat. Hopefully he'll get back to me before this is over. Okay.
Okay. Okay, go Stanley, go right ahead.
Hi, this is Stan Howard. I'm down in Alabama. I'm in Limestone County. I found out today that the county does not have a grand jury room. The only thing they have is a room that the district attorney's office uses for the grand jury, which I objected to. But
well, we don't have to worry about that because the district attorney no longer is going to be dealing with the grand jury other than to bring potential indictments to the grand jury. So you could take that room over or they can construct another one. But it is absolutely required that the court provides a room for the grand jury for them to not only deliberate and make decisions and interview people, but also to have meetings if they want to have meetings on the grounds. I would think most of our meetings would not be on the grounds anyway. It would really be electronically over the internet and maybe even personally coming together in a place or something, however you guys decide to do it. And it'll probably be a combination of all that. But clearly that room isn't manned by them all the time, just when they call for the grand jury, right?
No, it's part of their office.
Oh, and, no, they got to leave. No. They're not supposed to be in the court.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, and yeah. I was wondering if there's anything that I could...
Not now. We will help you with that. After you get a grand jury going down in that county and your state starts to file, we will help you with that. And we have other people with more knowledge than we have that we can give a call to and work that out. But, yeah, they have to establish a room for the grand jury, not for the prosecutor. What the heck do they think? Who are these people? I just want to know, who are these people? You know?
Yeah, the prosecutor's office is in the courthouse. Anyway, I'm trying to think of something else that I wanted to ask. But
I wonder, is that the norm? Hang on, Gerard, do you know if that's the norm? I don't recall seeing a prosecutor's office in any of the courthouses I go to.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's here in Limestone County. That's where the prosecutor's office is.
Well, that sounds like a problem.
Yeah. So anyway, I was just trying to figure out if there was something I should bring up to them or anything like that. We got our stamp done, and there's just myself and my wife that are doing it here in Limestone County. However, next week we got a veterans museum that's going to have a special show, and I'm going to be there to hand out stuff, and we'll see what we can get from that.
Right. Connect with your counties next door, too. Partnership with them.
Yeah. Well, I've already met with them for Madison County. So I've been over there with them, and we got things going a couple weeks ago with the election.
Great. Okay.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, you have something to do in your county, you could sit in another county's grand jury room.
But you know what? No. What they're going to have to do, let me tell you something. We're going to have to work this out, and it's something we should address, start to investigate this. You know what? Call me during the week sometime in the evening. And I'll see a few people in that can, answer this situation better than I can. But in any event, at least if we get a conversation going and then I can make some notes and we can get some details, I'd like to know, you try to find out the makeup, the floor plan of the courthouse and the makeup of what's there, and you're absolutely sure there's no place called the grand jury room. It's prosecutor.
That's correct, and it's in the one end of the building on the first floor is the district attorney's office, and that's where they have all that kind of stuff going on.
Okay, well, we're going to have to find your room there somewhere.
Yeah, it's a fairly good-sized part of the courthouse. It's one end of the building. So.
Wow. Well, anyway. I think, if they have to have an – well, I don't see why an office like that would be there, but I think they need to move out, and we're moving in.
Like well, we're finding out that there are no other rooms anywhere else in the county either, and I'm not sure what the situation is over
Well, there's
in,
only – now, is it – you're talking about the criminal court, right?
Well, I'm talking about the town square, which is the only court in the county.
Right.
And that's where everything is.
And you must, let me tell you, it is a requirement that when you pull people in to talk with them, that you do it in the courthouse. It has to be done officially. It can't be done down in Denny's, you know what I mean? And you don't have the authority, and you don't reflect the authority if you're sitting down in Denny's doing it or in the library or something. You know, you got to be in that courthouse, and you got to have an address in that courthouse. And let's talk about that during the week.
I'll have to kick the district attorney out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you for your help, and I'm really getting a lot out of your course and everything, and I've been spending almost every day. I'm just a young fellow, about 78.
Oh, yeah, you're young. we got a lot of people in their 70s and 80s. I want to tell you, I'm surprised how many are involved with us, and they sound like they're a lot healthier than I am. Yeah.
Well, the difference is we're mad enough.
There you go.
I'm an old veteran and everything else, and they know I get a little bit upset. That's why I'm going to go down and have that meeting at the Veterans Museum, and we're going to stir up quite a few people there, I hope.
Get out there and make some trouble.
Yes.
All right.
You guys have a good night. Thank you for taking the time.
All right. And any other questions, just raise your hand again. Okay. Russell, I saw you had your hand up. Go right ahead. Is this Russell from Upstate New York?
I'm on here, but Jared answered my concern.
Okay. You and I need to talk maybe tomorrow or the next day. Sooner the better. If you can call me tomorrow evening, that'd be good.
Tomorrow evening?
Yeah, this is Russell from Upstate New York, right?
This is Russell from Upstate New York.
That's correct. Yeah. Onondaga.
Onondaga. I was afraid to say that name. Gerard would laugh at me again. But let's talk tomorrow evening if we can, maybe after dinner, 8 o'clock or something. I got a lot of stuff to share with you and put some stuff together. So.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Thank you, Russell. We'll get together on Skype.
Will we call you on Skype?
Call me on Skype. And if I'm not there, you got my cell number, right?
That's correct.
Okay, you can call me on my cell to tell me to get over to my computer if I'm not there, okay? But I will be home.
Okay.
Okay, Russell, we'll talk then. Thanks.
Okay.
Rick Harmon, your hand is up. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say that we have the same problem here in Missouri. There are no grand juries around.
No grand jury
rooms?
Work
something out. We'll need to, yeah.
Yeah, well, they'll have to work a room out that you can use, and they'll have to work some kind of a sign that could be, if you have to share it with someone else, you know, sometimes maybe even a courtroom. But there'll have to be a sign that could be put on up on that door at that time. But they need to accommodate the grand jury. That is their that's their duty. Who are these people? Huh? But anyway.
There are lords and masters at this point.
Yeah, and so they think so anyway.
Yeah, but. Exactly.
All right, we will work that problem out. I'll be talking to some people about how we're going to deal with that problem.
Would it be possible to find out how many people in my county have signed up for Jurist?
Yeah, we need what state you in?
Missouri.
Missouri. I think we do have someone from Missouri, but we have to. I gotta look. Do we? For a state?
We have five or six.
Okay, we need one state
for organizers.
We need one state coordinator. So if you talk to those five or six, find out if anybody signed up for organizer, and if not, then you have to decide who's going to do that. So that you got one person who's going to organize the state, and they will have complete access to the registry, and they'll be able to share that information with you directly, because they would know you and the people, all the other leaders in the state, more than I would. I know the leaders of my state.
I
know these people.
I'm hoping Clay and Mr. Nelson will, maybe we can get together on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's interested in being the state of coordinator.
Right. Okay, so get
some. I put my hat in the ring, too, but I mean, that'd be fine.
Huh?
So I put my hat in the ring for that, too, but that'd be fine if he has more resources and abilities.
Well, just figure out who's going to do it and let me know.
Figure it out. Yeah. And is there any way to edit my info on the website?
You give me a call, and I will do it for you, because you have to do it from the back office.
Okay.
I'm trying to. Carl's supposed to take that over. I don't know if Carl's here. I got to get him in there and teach him how to get in and out. Hold on a minute, Carl. Hey, Carl, let me unmute
Carl,
you.
Carl.
Carl, are you going to be able to take control of this? Maybe tomorrow night we'll work it out and take control of this stuff.
Yeah, I can help out.
Okay. What I'll do is you can give me a call tomorrow. I'll fix your problem. But I'm going to work it out with Carl and. He'll be the contact from support that will deal with these problems.
Okay.
Okay. So, but give me a call tomorrow, and I'll get your problem taken care of.
And one other thing is, I haven't gone through all the paperwork yet. What is it going to cost to be able to file in the county? I need a seal and some other things, right?
So. Right. Yeah, the seal's about $42 or something. I think with tax and delivery, it's $56. The papers that you have to print out, you know, it's not all that much. It's maybe about, 10, 20, maybe 40 pages. You got to make three copies of 10 or 12 pages apiece. So that's not a big deal. There is no cost to filing any of this stuff. Except for you got to do it by registered mail. We lay that out. So it might cost you, you know, $8 to register it and put a return slip to each one. So that's another $16. No more than less than $100 at this point between the paper, the ink, the stamp, and the mail. There's no cost with the filings, like I said. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to want to buy... the booklets as soon as we get that together, which I believe by the end of the week we will have that. The moment I get it together and that page is open, I'm going to blast out an email to everybody, let them know. Page is there if you want to go order. And you'll order by the hundreds, and I'm trying to get it as cheap as possible. And that's something that will be out of our own pockets. Now, remember, keep your receipts, because once we get onto the budget, people can get reimbursed for all these items they're laying out for. So... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. That looks like about it. But
right.
We're going to need some way for all of us to communicate, too. So I'm looking into that as far as who it might be able to be set up.
All right. Well, one of the things, a couple of things, meetup.com is good. You also have, and that's just for email communication, calendar information. It's got very good reminders. It sends out stuff automatically. And you can communicate with everybody at the same time by email. So that's kind of helpful. The other thing is the Skype. We use Skype all the time. I don't know that we could live without Skype at this point, because you can pass files back and forth and as you talk, and it's really good. I have a good phone service. I'm going to get this up soon. It's online, and you can connect. I think it's $14.95 a month. You get a phone. You get a a fax number, and it's got all kinds of it's got a switchboard in there. I mean, you could tell it to do different things during certain hours to send it certain, you know, your phone calls to certain places. But there'll be people will be able to call up that number, and then that number could roll over to your cell phone or your house phone, wherever you wanted it to roll to. It also can chase you and find you. If you're not at one place, it'll go to another place and another, and eventually it'll find you. What's nice is you could set it to go to one number 1 week and another number another week and another number another week. And so if you've got four people working, you can share doing the phones, you know. People can take it for 1 week at a time because people need to have access to their grand jury. And we're going to kind of advertise that. And we'll make some kind of like a phone book right online, you know, on our webpage here. So people will be able to look up their state, look up their county, and there's the phone number for the grand jury in their county. They can call them up and talk to people. So that's kind of, let's see, what else? It's pretty inexpensive. So it's a good system. We'll share that.
Okay, John.
Okay.
And again, we will have to put the money out for that in the beginning, but again, you'll be reimbursed later on when we get the budget through, and the state will eventually pick up all these costs. Also, we're going to work out something with this program we're on right now, which is GoToWebinar, where each county eventually may put up $50 a piece or $51 a piece, and every state will get a license, and these counties will be able to work something out. We'll work that out. It'll be very, very inexpensive. And again, the state will cover that cost. We don't need that yet, but we will need it soon. So, anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to ask.
No, I can't think of anything else for me.
Okay, Rick. All right, go ahead, Carl.
I wasn't sure if you can hear me. Some folks are expressing concern of having their names up, showing up now that we're filing. They'd like to perhaps hide.
Well, those people are organizers. They're not necessarily the foreman or anything particular. We'll call ourselves administrators at this point because that's what we are. Whether we're in a grand jury or not, that's another question, and we shouldn't answer that question necessarily. But we're working for the grand jury at minimum as administrators, only because we're supposed to be anonymous. I don't know any other way to organize without having those names there. That you can't make a private page. If the enemy wants it, they're going to get it, no matter, even if you make it a private page, because they'll just join the membership and come in. But if people are really that worried about it, we can remove their name. We could take the one, or, you know, we can move them over into the private side of things if that's what they want. And we'll work that out. I'll show you how to do that tomorrow night. Tomorrow during the day. You going to be available during the day, Carl?
Yeah, well, probably late morning.
All right, that's good for me, too. Late morning is very good for me. Well, wait a second, hold it. I do have a dental appointment at 11 o'clock. I probably won't be back until noon.
All right, so that's better, perhaps.
Okay, let's try to get together around that time. It's not going to take long. You've got computer savviness anyway. It's just a switchboard. You're probably familiar with it. I'll give you access into it, and we'll talk about the things that I know you're going to have to do. And maybe you could talk with Lee, and I'll tell you some things I'd like to see it to do, and maybe you could talk with Lee, and between the two of you, work that out to make it a little easier for everybody. I don't know, are you familiar with this kind of a form system we have set up, or you don't even know, do you?
Well, I don't know the guts. I mean, I've done it before.
Okay. Well, you'll find out tomorrow, and then you'll tell me, you know, we'll talk about things. But I really want to move this stuff over to you as soon as possible, so, because it takes up time that I haven't got right now. I got other things I have to focus in on. Okay?
Sure.
Hey, if you happen to talk to Lee, he was doing the research on our quotes, and there was that Donovan quote that we never really nailed down. And you and I did some stuff. We found that one on Self versus Ray, right?
Yeah, you know what? I think that was the one that I chased down, and that was the one, because it's close and it's similar to it. And I found that one. I realize now it may not have been the Donovan one.
Well, we should pull the Donovan one off then, because if they're going to, you know, it's going to make us not look credible. There, I found a bunch of stuff on YouTube I put in there, statutes are not law, and there was all
kinds of... Oh, there's a lot of them.
A lot of them that about statutes are not law. So I'm surprised, you know, YouTube, you know, they've been so horrible with some stuff, but yet they're so good with other stuff. I don't know if they just don't get it. It's like maybe they got two different factions working over there or whatever, but there's some really great stuff up on there, you know.
Well, let me tell you about that case, the Donovan case. It's no doubt a real case. That's for darn sure. There's so much comment on it, and there's legal write-ups. You'll get stuff on pages, you know, legal pages. So it's a real case. But it's one of the very few cases I just can't find a copy of, you know, a PDF copy. I got somewhere I thought it was, and it turned out it wasn't the actual, you know, wasn't the whole case. It was just a piece of it. So maybe there's more stuff in there, and they just don't want us to see. I don't know. Let's wait to talk with Tony, because Tony's supposed to find out for Bob Schultz whether we can get access into that system they got. And if not, I think I should go out and, you know, spend $65 for Fastcase and take it for a month anyway. But before I do that, I want to have someone who has the time to do research, and I think we should compile all of our, you know, cases that we use often, and let that person, you know, get someone who will volunteer and spend that time during the month to pull down every case, so we have a copy, a PDF copy of every case that we quote, and we'll create a folder for that. And then we can go in there and do a yellow highlighting of the quotes that we have in question. That's what we need to do. So I got to find a volunteer for that, and then I'll spend the $65 to do that for 1 month.
Hey, I would just not to mention names. Try to keep the names out of this. But, you know.
Yeah, don't say anything nasty about me. Go ahead.
No. I mean, just I wouldn't mention, you know, some of the names are dead, but.
Anything else? I see you got some other hands down there. Do you know who came up when, Gerard?
Nah, I don't. I think you got everybody.
No, there's one name. There's more hands up now. So let's go down to Mike. I haven't spoke to Mike Fisher yet.
Yeah, he's been up for 9 minutes, so that's...
Oh, you got a clock on those things?
Yeah, you put your thing over it. Lou's been up for 6 minutes. You hover over the name, it tells you how long your hand is up.
Right. Mike, go right ahead. We got some interference coming, if you can do something with that sound. Sounds
can you
like
hear me that. Okay?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to mention something. I received an email from Roseanne Miller, and it's about a district attorney complaining about the group down there that's starting the grand jury.
Uh-huh.
Carbondale, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what kind of a comment you'd have.
Sure. I'll comment to that. I'm going to mute you while I comment, and then after I'm finished, I'll unmute you because I'm getting interference from you. Yeah, we heard about that, but bear in mind, we're talking about lawyers. Lawyers are absolute morons, and it's not just that I don't like them and I like to say terrible things about them. That's not the reason why I'm doing that. It's because I think they are. I really do. I talk to so many lawyers. We get cases where lawyers respond. And they are dumb. They're dumber than us, and we're dumb, you know? Now, these lawyers truly believe that common law no longer exists in the United States. They truly believe that. They were taught this in school. You can't convince them that that's not the case. Now, remember, judges are lawyers. And judges are, you don't get to become a judge unless you're approved to become a judge by the Bar Association. Got it? So they got the right people in the place. That's why these people are so evil and such a problem with. Because unless they're handpicked, the individuals, they're not going to become a judge. And so that's a major problem, of course, that we're dealing with facing right now. We're going to turn that around, of course. So you got these guys that really think that this can't be done. But they've got a surprise in store for them. When they really see our paperwork and they go and look at the case that we have to begin with, but they are in denial all the time. I don't know that they ever read our paperwork. And shame on them if they don't read this paperwork. But they're not going to be able to do a darn thing. And that's why we teach people, first and foremost, you need to get a seat in your county court. The court of your county, your Supreme Court in your county, the trial court, which is the criminal court. You can't do anything until you get a seat in the court. So you got to get the keys to the jury room. And once you get the keys to the jury room, the same day you want to go down to the mail room and you want to get find out where's the mailbox for the grand jury so that you can pick the mail up on a daily basis or once a week or however often. Maybe they'll give you a call when there's something in the box in the beginning or whatever. But you need to know that. So we now have on our letterhead the address of the courthouse, and we're meeting in the court in the courthouse, right in the grand jury room. And the day that you get the grand jury room, you should have your first meeting, even if it's only 5 minutes long, but you have a meeting there. You should stay at least a half hour sitting there and talk. And then you make your appointments there to talk with the judge. That's where you're going to meet the judge. That's where you're going to meet the prosecutor. That's where you're going to meet the sheriff. They're going to come down to the courthouse into the grand jury room, and they're going to see you sitting in there, and they're going to realize that you're the grand jury and that you have authority. You're the boss. This is the boss's office, and they're coming into the boss's office, and we're going to talk to them and make sure that they're doing their job correctly. We know that the courts are not operating as advertised, and we need to fix that, and that's what we're here to do. So, yeah, we're not going to have a problem. These are just loudmouth attorneys. We had one attorney in Rockland County, the town attorney. As soon as they found out what we were doing, they got wind of it because someone in the town, the county clerk, saw the papers that we hung. They can't do that. And they got it to the town attorney, and the town attorney went ballistic, went into cardiac arrest, and then had us thrown out of the building, literally. Right in the middle of doing the election, they had like six or eight cops come in, and it was like a raid. Who's in charge here? And they turned out to be decent people, though. We treated them with respect, and they returned back to us respect, and it was okay. But nevertheless, we were cast out because this overzealous attorney thinks that common law is what terrorists do or something. I don't know what they think. The first document, the first two documents were almost terrorists. They were terrorists to evil people. You know, the Magna Carta was going to take the head of the king. The Declaration of Independence did, figuratively speaking, took the head of the king. And so, when we bring that up, it puts them into cardiac arrest. So they have a problem with that. And they've been taught it doesn't exist no more. And I don't know what they think the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is. I don't know what they think that is, because surely that is common law documents. And the law of the land is common law. Right in our Constitution says nothing but common law. So, you know, they just don't know about those things. They literally are ignorant to those things. How can a lawyer be ignorant to the Constitution? How can a lawyer be ignorant to the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights? How could that possibly be? But they are, because they only know what their professors taught them. And they're just useful idiots. They're the minions of the New World Order. And they're going to hit a brick wall when they try to go after us, because we'll be sitting in a room of authority, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, but isn't it funny that they understand that this is going to be the stake through their heart? That part they get.
That they get.
They don't know anything else, but they know that they don't like this for whatever reason. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Were you supposed to unmute Clay again?
Let me get Mike first. Back to Mike. Mike.
Oh, Mike.
You want to respond back to that?
So they couldn't possibly do anything to us for just.
You're going to have to get closer to the mic. I can't hear you.
No, he said they couldn't possibly do anything to us.
Absolutely not. No.
We're setting up a vote. And,
No. They can't do anything. Look, let me tell you something. What they're waiting for is for you to go sit in the back room of Denny's and try to indict somebody and then start to push papers through, and they're going to try to pounce on you. Okay, but you're not going to do that, because we're not teaching people to do that. We're teaching people to first take control of the court. First, you have to be recognized by the court by getting a seat in the court. Once you see, once you get the keys to the jury room and the mailbox, you're in. You are who you say, because you have acknowledgement. They have acknowledged you on that position. Now you're going to take control of the court by having a conversation with the judge. You're going to have a conversation with the prosecutors. You're going to have a conversation with the sheriff, and it's done. That's it. It's done. There's nothing. It's too late for them to do anything at that point. Now we have law and order back in our courts.
These officials we have down here, they're used to getting in the way.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. There's no one there to prosecute them. You see? Now we're there, and we will make sure they get prosecuted if they don't obey the law.
Yeah, they don't like this change. They don't like it at all.
No, they don't, and they shouldn't, because they're evil, and they're criminals. And I don't use that word lightly. I really mean that. These people are criminals. I don't know a lawyer that's not a criminal. I do not know a judge that's not a criminal. And I know a lot of lawyers and a lot of judges.
Yeah, and they actually take offense to that, if you call them that.
Well, that's what they are. Now, I won't call them that one. We're going to be very polite.
No,
we're going to be humble. We're not on a witch hunt. We're going to befriend them. We're going to be patient. We'll let them vent a little bit without venting back at them, because you see, they can vent, and we're going to get justice out of the end of the day with that guy, no matter what. It's going to end our way and not their way. And so with that in mind, we know how the day is going to end with our conversation with them. So if they want to vent, let them vent, and we'll be polite back, and we'll tell them the way it is. And when they leave that room. They have got to make a decision, and that decision is one of three. Either they're going to obey their boss, the people, or they're going to resign, or they're going to be indicted. And it's their choice. And we're going to let them know if we start to realize that. And we may not have to bring that up, because if they're going to comply immediately, we don't have to bring those words up. That's good. We're glad. Hey, let's work together. Let's see what we can do. Let's get the common law back into the system. Let's get sanity back here and, you know, work with them. But, you know, again, if they resist you and you think that they're going to try to leave the room without a decision, you got to let them know, you know, at that point, you know, just understand here, Mr. Judge, that if you don't choose one of these three things, we will choose for you, and it'll be the latter. We will choose that we will indict you. We're going to remove you from office tomorrow morning and indict you. Okay, it may take 2 days because we have to call the grand jury together. We have to get to 25 and we'll make the decision, but I know it's going to be very quick. Okay, and then I'm pretty sure all 25 are going to agree that if you're not going to obey the law, you got to go. So you got to give us that decision before you leave the room, or we'll act upon that. And that's how we're going to have to deal with them at the end of the conversation if they're going to be a hard ass.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I've got a few more people to bring into the group, and after that, I think we can get started.
Get closer to the mic. I can't hear you.
I can bring a few more people into our group, and I think we're almost ready for the vote.
All right. Let's do it. You know, as long as you're there, just do it. Go call the library tomorrow morning, set a date, get the date confirmed, call the press. Make sure you get at least two people, so you got three witnesses, yourself and two people, and then try to get as many people as you can. Make the phone calls, and you'll fill the room up if you make the phone calls, and other people call other people. You'll fill the room up, and call the people around you, the other counties. Let them come in. They can vote, and they're part of what you are. They're in the same state.
Okay. You know? Good to talk to you.
Thanks. Same. Thank you. Okay, who's next, Gerard? I'm looking to see how long they had. Oh, 21 minutes for Stanley. Is Stanley still, or did we just didn't take his hand down? Okay, 5 seconds for Rick. 3 minutes for Lou. Jesse's 4 minutes, but we spoke to Lou. So we spoke to Jesse. Let me get Lou first. Go right ahead, Lou. Lou Alata. Yeah.
Aliota.
That's what I said, isn't it?
Well, combination.
Well,
John, thank you. Thank you for taking my
Don't
you. Yeah, first they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, and then you win.
That's right.
That's from Gandhi.
Uh-huh.
A couple of things. Number one, can all the participants see the questions that are typed in the box. That is important because some of the questions are redundant. That's something that you can you could fix from your IT person. If there's a grand, if there's no grand jury room in the courthouse, you could use a caucus room, correct?
Why not? Sure.
Okay. In the federal building, in all federal buildings, they usually have a grand jury room.
Right, but we're not going to work on the in the federal courts right. for state issues, though.
Right, right. But, you know, in our courthouse, they don't have a designated. They use it as a grand jury room, but it's really it is not known as the grand jury room. But right. anyway.
Well, what we could do is this, and while I'm talking, I'm going to just mute you because I'm getting a feedback from you, but I'll unmute you in a minute. Yeah, what we could do is this. If they have a room that they use for the grand jury room and it's not the grand jury room, that's fine. That works. You know, we're in the courthouse and we're doing it there. But we should get a sign. We should talk to maintenance to have a sign that clips onto the window, you know, onto the door, so that when the grand jury is in session, that sign is up there. And when they're not in session, we could take the sign off. And because we're not going to do a lot of work in the courthouse anyway, so that will work. We can share a room with someone else. That's fine. It saves money, too, you know. So. Okay, Lou.
Okay, I'm getting some...
You're getting something?
Yes, I am. And I have no idea... What is that?
I have no clue. No clue. Hey, do me a favor. Try turning your speakers to the right, you know, the one on the right to the right and one on the left to the left so it doesn't face directly towards your microphone because I'm hearing myself through your mic.
No, my speakers are at least 3 feet high. I'm using my laptop.
Okay.
So, okay. Anyway. Last week, Tuesday and Thursday, have you posted the recorded recording from Tuesday and Thursday of last week on the website?
Yeah, well, it was Monday and Thursday, and I'm sure I did. I'm looking right now to make sure I did.
Okay.
Monday night calls. Okay. Let's see, September 1st, that was Thursday.
Okay.
And we should have, come on. That page is slow. Okay, here it is, 26. So, yeah, they're both up there.
Okay, good, good. All right. You know what that noise was? That noise was from, unfortunately, someone was trying to catch me through Skype.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, and it, you know, I have Time Warner cable, so they kind of give you all kinds of music background. Anyway, going back to elected officials, I am a candidate for a school board director, and I'm going to have to take an oath. I'm pretty sure I'm going to win the election in November. I'm going to have to take the oath of office. Now, is there any conflicts or appearance of conflicts of interest relative to being an elected official and being part of the grand jury?
Well, I would say that you can't be one of the four as long as you're an elected official. So you can't be in the administrative part because you can't hold two state jobs at the same time to begin with, you know. So that would be a problem right there. I would think during the time in office that you shouldn't sit as a jurist until you come out. But I can't say that absolutely that is the case. But I would think it just logically that if you're going to be in office for 4 years or 6 years or 2 years or whatever, during that time period, you shouldn't be called as a jurist. So you should, if you're called, you should say, well, look, I'm holding office right now. I'm going to be holding office until, you know, a certain month of a certain year, and then I'd like to be back onto the thing. I think that would be the appropriate thing, but I can't speak for sure that that's what should be. But my logic tells me it should be that way. Doesn't mean you can't help and help get things along, run the election, make your election, you know, vote at the elections, even run it on behalf of the people, whatever. You can get as much involved as possible, but actually sit as a jurist, I think that could be a conflict while you're in office.
Okay. All right. That's all I have. Smith is going to be back in the western part of Pennsylvania probably within the next couple of weeks. Hopefully he'll return from Florida. So we'll probably chat with him. We're supposed to be going we're going to have our election probably the end of September or
why so long? Why don't you do it next week?
Well, the thing is, there's a limited number of people that are doing it.
Well, you could do it, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But I have a number of things on my plate right now. And unfortunately, I'm working with Dave, who has been doing a lot of the work. And I'm doing most of the research.
Well, Dave can make the phone call and set the room up and call the news and get that up. And then after that, it's only a matter of meeting on the night of the election from 7 to 7:35, whatever it is you set it for, and it's done.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of time into it. We tried to make it as simple as possible. Now that we're not posting every town anymore, it's become a lot easier.
Yeah.
So literally you could do everything from your house, 10 minutes on the phone here and 10 minutes on the phone there, and you get done very quickly. You'll spend more time calling people up, trying to get people to the election than anything else.
Okay.
So, all right. But try to do it early, only because we have to get these elected quick. We don't. This country doesn't have much time, in my opinion. We have to move. So. Okay?
Thank you, John, for your help.
All right.
Have a good evening, everyone. Right.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. And if you want to pipe in any more, just raise your hand again. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Jesse again. Jesse, you got your hand up? Go ahead.
Hi, John. There was just one thing I wanted to bring up. It was an article that I read, and I just didn't know if you heard about it or if anybody wanted to comment. In Las Vegas, there was two people arrested because they were calling themselves sovereign citizens.
Uh-huh.
And if you read the articles, I mean, you can tell how trumped up these things really are,
right.
How much of a sham these people are being, you know, prosecuted. Supposedly, they were following police officers, and what their side of the story is that they were just observing because there's been so many allegations of abuse by police officers stopping people for no reason. So they were, you know, they were documenting them. That's their side of the story. Now the police side of the story says is that they were wacko kooks that were going to abduct one of these.
Well,
police
the moment
officers.
The moment that police officer had the disrespect to use the word kooks in a professional situation tells me who's in error immediately.
Right.
How dare he? Even if the person was nuts, how dare he say those things in his capacity? Okay, but go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting. You finished it off. Go back to the kook part. Go ahead.
They said that they were kooks that were going to abduct a police officer making a stop and then take them, abduct them and take them to a court, a makeshift court, and try them there and then, you know, find them guilty of treason and then execute them.
So they had a mind-reading machine out there with them?
Yeah, if you, I mean, if you just read these articles.
That was a movie, wasn't it? Wasn't that a movie? That was a movie.
I bet you these people wish it was, but it's David Allen Boucher, 42, and Devin Campbell Newman, 67, from Las Vegas. And
well,
they're in jail right now.
We need to get these grand juries in place ASAP. You see, we can't
ASAP,
wait till the end.
If this,
We can't wait till the end of September. We got to do it next week.
Obviously, they have to have evidence for the stuff that they're claiming.
And they don't. That's the. Oh, I mean, my goodness. Supposedly, there was an undercover police officer that invaded their meetings, you know, and that's where it's all based off of. But I in the question section, I copied in the one article that I was looking at because I was trying to find an update on what's going on. But their next arraignment is September 26th. So they're still in jail. They were arrested August, like, 23rd.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like a total sham. I mean, even reading the news reports, it just doesn't make any sense if you think about it, not just, you know, read and,
right.
and accept what they're telling you. But anyhow, in the question section, I just sent that there. So I don't know if we have anybody out in Las Vegas that, you know, is trying to put the grand jury together.
Yeah, well, I think
that might be a good reason why they get it together if they're able to prosecute their citizens for, you know, calling themselves sovereign citizens.
Yeah, that's total insanity.
Well, we don't ever call ourselves sovereign citizens because that has a negative connotation. We never even.
But they always accuse us of saying that.
Well, because we quote people that talk about sovereignty and that type of stuff.
Yeah, and the FBI came again.
Yeah, they jump to the conclusion. Oh, you're one of those people from out there in the with the Freeman there. Those what was the name of that group, John?
Yeah, I don't remember.
But anyway, it was.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we don't do that. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, if they really were worried about this, that's also another false flag. They could put their own people in there to say that they're sovereign citizens following people around and they're going to take them in and shoot them, you know what I mean? Yeah, how do you know what they're pulling? You know, I mean, they didn't say they were grand jurists. They just said they were sovereign citizens, and we just had a case, last year that was reaffirmed that all the people are sovereign, right, John?
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know what you're talking about, you know?
There's a Ron Paul quote, truth is treason in the empire of lies. Is that how it goes? No. I gotta look that quote up. He said it good. In other words, anything that's true, they've made treason. So, and it really has gone pretty bad. You know, the word sovereign is a word, I guess, removed from the people's normal vocabulary. So I presume it doesn't come up that often. I mean, I see it a lot because I read the cases. I guess people don't normally use that word. So when that word comes up now, they're able to relate it to something bad or something. I mean, goodness. As a matter of fact, the lawyer in a case that I'm arguing a case right now, and the lawyer, it's a U.S. lawyer, it's a federal case, And he's trying to tell me his clients are sovereign, and that they have that I, you know, I can't sue them because they quote unquote work for the government, and so he's already used that word sovereign, you know. So it's used in legal terms all the time, well, maybe not all the time, but especially in cases where you're dealing with constitutional issues, it's used all the time, and. So it's very strange that they have done this with that word sovereign.
It's okay for the government to use the word sovereign when they want to declare themselves above the law.
Right. That's what they do,
But should we declare that we're the bosses and we're sovereign, then that's terrorism.
Right. Well, to them it is. We are terrorists to them.
Yeah, but I think they got it backwards. If you read the definition of terrorism, it's everything that they do.
Right.
I think we're back to Animal Farm. They're changing the words, you know, to meet their definitions.
Right.
We'll continue on, but I'm going to stop the recording. Hang on a second.